Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
You may have heard things are about to get a little bit more visual with the Amazon Echo Show. Keeping in the theme, we're taking a closer look at the latest device.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So we talked about the official unveiling of the Echo Show earlier in the week. Quick primer, the Amazon Echo Show, the successor to the smart home speaker, the Echo, and builds upon its predecessor by adding a 7-inch touchscreen and a camera for video calling and other capabilities. More details are coming in about the specifics. Let's get more from the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So more details are coming in about the tech and software involved. So let's kind of break them down. The key element, obviously, is video. That's where the camera comes in. I know there's some new motion detection that will be at play. How will it all kind of come together?
Right, exactly. So basically, the device is able to kind of turn itself on the way that a normal Echo does. So with a normal Echo, you say Alexa, and then that is the wake word, and that actually turns it on. So with the new Echo Show, which has, you know, kind of a 7-inch screen on it, has a video camera, it's going to be activated as well if you walk into the room. So it'll have a motion sensor detection system in it, which will help it to know when to turn on.
Got it. So that opens up, you know, and we talked about this. We've been talking about this as long as we've been talking about the Echo. But the whole privacy conversation and the common question is becoming, what is the screen going to see? Who's going to see it? Do we have any more details as to how that will shake down?
Yeah. So basically, the camera on the device is collecting images and processing them to see if you're in the room or not, to judge if there's any motion. It will not be storing those. Those are discarded. The device itself will only stream video if you're actually connecting to do a call. So then it will go up to the cloud, but none of that data is stored as well. So they are taking precautions for privacy. But, you know, having a camera in your room always kind of raises some
right.
different concerns for some people, depending on how comfortable you are with technology.
Right. Let's talk phone calls. That's the other big hook here. Now, we know now that the Echo Show will have a new drop-in feature. Can you walk us through that?
It's an interesting concept because basically you're looking at, you know, a new device that has this video calling capability. And you, if you have this device, could opt in to a program where basically you can allow people to quote unquote drop in on you. So they can call you without you actually answering the call. And it will, within 10 seconds, start showing the video. It will show them, or they'll be able to hear audio almost immediately. So it's an interesting concept, but, you know, definitely could lead to some potentially interesting scenarios if you weren't able to say, you know, Alexa, hang up quickly enough or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it seems like they're going to have to iron some stuff out, you know, as they go there.
And I will just throw in that you know, I spoke with an Amazon spokeswoman who has one in her home and said that she said it's quite easy to turn it off. So it's not, she doesn't think that's an issue.
It seems like Amazon has finally gotten Echo owners more comfortable with the device's presence. It was a little different and it took some people some time to get used to. Do you think that the same could happen with video? Will it be a tough sell or is it good timing? Are we ready to dive in despite whatever reservations we might have?
Yeah, I mean, I have an Echo in my house. I think, you know, it's interesting. Basically what it's doing is recording constantly. So it records little tidbits, saves it to the device and then writes over it. So, you know, that's kind of in a way always listening to you. It doesn't actually go to the cloud or stream to the cloud, but it's on that device and it's constantly overwriting it. So a lot of people are very comfortable with that technology. And the new video technology is essentially just in a similar fashion, taking some images but discarding them immediately. So it's also not storing that on the device. So, you know, I think people will probably warm up to the idea. Probably it depends a little bit on, I think early adopters are always willing to take more risks by introducing new technology to their home, seeing how it works. So I guess we'll have to see how people end up enjoying it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about the Amazon Echo Show. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Support for The Wall Street Journal and the following message comes from Wonder Capital. Wonder Capital's online investment platform allows you to invest in solar energy projects across the U.S. Earn up to 8.5% annually, while also diversifying your portfolio, curbing pollution, and combating global climate change. In fact, investors like you financed 40 large-scale solar projects in 2016, offsetting the CO2 emissions from 2.8 million pounds of burned coal. You can begin investing with as little as $1,000. And best of all, Wonder Capital doesn't charge any investor fees. To learn more, create an account for free at wondercapital.com/WSJ. Wonder Capital. Do well and do good. Past performance is not an indicator of future gains.
Thanks for listening. Any last points? This is a new and exciting device here. What else should we note that's new about the Echo Show?
Well, Amazon's become the first in this kind of race of AI-powered speaker devices to put a screen on it. So It will have a screen. You can watch video. You can use it as a touch screen. You can ask it to show you cooking instructions while you're cooking. So there's definitely some perks to that versus just having the voice telling you things. It will also have calling abilities just via voice, which has been rolled out to all Echo devices plus Alexa apps. So, you know, you can actually call people now via your device, and that'll be interesting to see how that works, because Amazon's envisioning it more as kind of a speaker phone, a communal device, whereas a lot of people have gotten used to having a personal telephone. So
kind of a throwback.
If you have one user account and the whole family using it, it'll be interesting to see how families figure that one out.
Right. It's exciting times. Laura Stevens, thanks as always.
Thanks.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens' coverage of Amazon, head to WSJ.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.